Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is from Revelation 8, 1 to 13. The title of the homily is The End. In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. All of us have gone to the movies. And when we go to a movie, when we reach the end of the movie, many times we see the end, which signifies that the movie is over with, unless they do a sequel. When we read a book and we come to the last chapter in that book, that is the end of the book. One time I was reading a book that I found on my wife's table, and instead of reading the entire book, I read the last chapter. And it's nice to read the last chapter of the book, but you don't know why the things happened in the last chapter until you read the entire book. Well, the book of Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. And it's a fascinating book, especially this Advent season, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, as we prepare for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know that the world is coming to an end. The world does have an expiration date. And there are signs that indicate that the world is coming to an end. And some of the signs mentioned in Revelation 8, 1 to 13 are the trumpets. It talks about the trumpets being sounded and what happens when the trumpets are sounded. Many times we get so caught up with the signs and we worry about those signs, we forget about the true sign. The true sign being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one who suffered and died on the cross, rose victoriously from the grave, and won for each and every one of us that precious gift of everlasting life. And because of the blood that he shed on the cross, one day we will be with him in heaven above by grace through faith. The book of Revelation talks about the end times. And we know the end times are upon us. We know we are living in the end times. No one knows when the world will come to an end. Only God knows. But there are signs pointing to the end. When we read the book of Revelation, many people read that book and they're afraid to read it. But for us as Christians, it's a joyous book because it makes us realize what Jesus Christ has done for us. It reminds us that we are living in the end times. It reminds us that Jesus Christ is coming. And especially during this Advent season, we prepare not only for his second coming, but we prepare to celebrate his birth. Trumpets announce something. And when those trumpets are announced, as it is said in Revelation, we will know the time has come. But until that time comes, we put our faith and our entire life in the hands of Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except through him. So for us as Christians, we don't have to worry about the last time. We can face the last times with joy because Jesus Christ has made it all possible for us to live with him in heaven above. So this devotion reminds us not only to focus on Jesus Christ. Don't worry about the signs. Focus on the true sign, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the one who has made our salvation possible. He is the one that has made heaven available to each and every one of us through the blood that he shed on the cross for you and for me. So this Advent season, prepare not only for his birth, the celebration of it, but also prepare for his second coming. In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.